Lights, camera, action.
Welcome back, chicken heads.
Yes, welcome back, chicken heads. You're joining us on Chicken Hen with S&M Podcast. Me being Shandy.
And me being Madison.
Hello.
Hola.
It's getting weird with this quarantine thing, don't you think?
I hate it.
I do too. And I'm sure all these other podcasters out there are fucking hating it too.
It makes me feel weird because every time I go out, I'm like, oh, I'm out. Like, I'm enjoying myself being out. But in all reality, I can't stay out long.
Right, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's finally a luxury thing for us to go out.
I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of feeling like I'm stuck here. And I just want to go out and see people. I want to go to the fucking grocery store, man. And I never want to go to the grocery store. But I want to go.
That's not talk about. That's a luxury right now.
Just, I want to go see people. I just want this shit to be over with, which is, you know, along with everybody else.
I know. And we've already done it for so long now. Going on about a month, almost. April 13th will be a month for us.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fucking great to think of it like that.
Yeah.
And then I get people don't want to fucking stay in place. I get it. I don't either. But if people don't start taking the shit seriously, like the stay in place, the fucking shelter in place order, whatever, if they don't start taking it seriously, I mean, the shit's going to keep fucking spreading. And I'm not telling people to stay home or whatever, but you know what? You live in Cobb County, don't fucking come up to Blue Ridge. You live in Fulton County, don't come up to Blue Ridge. You live in fucking Murphy, North Carolina, don't fucking come to Blue Ridge. Okay? You live in Bradley fucking County, Tennessee, don't fucking come to Blue Ridge, all right?
Let's try it.
Stay where the fuck you're supposed to stay. Boom.
And it's bad because, you know, before any of this did, like, before we got our first case, our freaking mayor was like, oh, come on, come down the Blue Ridge. Yeah, come to Blue Ridge. If you're bored, come to Blue Ridge.
Yeah, exactly. And now it's like,
Now we have all these people. I was behind a Mustang today, a convertible Mustang, and they were from DeKalb.
I don't get it. Oh, I know. I was behind someone from Florida the other day, and I get, like, some people don't change their tags, you know. But
that they weren't from here because they kept slowing down around every single curve on the back road.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, we can tell if you're not from here by the way you drive. Okay, yes. We can tell that. It's a legit fucking thing.
If you're breaking on those curves on our back roads towards our dam, you know what? You ain't from here.
If you're actually going the actual speed limit of 35 miles per hour on the dam road, you're not from here. Okay, we go faster than that.
If you're going 55 on our highway, you're not from here.
Dude. I just can't. We can tell. We can tell that you're not from here. Get off of our roads.
Stay home in your hometown.
Listen to us.
We want to go out. We want our lives back.
Yeah, as you can tell, I think we're getting stir crazy. And if y'all, I don't know, if y'all heard a little beeping noise, y'all might hear some throughout it. But because we're quarantined and we're in different areas, I have my baby monitor here with me to let me know if my son is okay.
So you make sure he doesn't roll off the bed.
Right, exactly. So if you hear a beep, that's just him moving. Yeah, no. I just feel like if people would start following the rules, or not following the rules, just take fucking precautions. You know, I'm not, like I said, I'm not telling people to stay home.
No.
But I'm saying not to don't be out fucking traveling for leisure. You know, and I understand, like, there's some people that aren't fucking taking this serious. Like, I don't care. It's cool. You don't got to take it serious. Whatever. You can go out. You can go hang out with fucking Joe Bloke down the street that has COVID-19 because you want to have a COVID party. All right. Because you don't think it's a real fucking thing. Okay. But it is. And it's fucking severe. And, you know, I don't think we should all place each other in one room with COVID and have a COVID party. Okay. Some people are thinking they should do that. I saw people talking about that earlier.
It's Corona time.
A Corona party, not just for beer.
With the Corona extra.
Do you want to be sneezed on?
Do you like coughs?
Do you want us to wipe our snot on you?
Me pick my nose?
But no, seriously, like, I understand, like, this pisses some people off, but I think if we could all just get together and do what we need to be fucking separate, we'll be fine.
Yeah, or for the people that think that it can't get them, that they're freaking invisible, like, I'm sorry. Don't think that way, because odds are you're gonna get it. If you keep treating yourself and your life like it's fucking normal right now, you're gonna get it.
Well, we've said in the past episodes, anybody can get it.
Yep.
No one is above this. No one is better than this motherfucking virus. Anybody can get it. Anybody.
Okay. Yeah, we had a 29-year-old here in Georgia that passed away from it. No underlying health issues whatsoever. But they were 29.
Yeah.
An 18-year-old, too.
Yeah, my thing is, just because you think you could fight it off doesn't mean you can.
Nope.
So let's think, people. Like, do you want that possibility? Or do you want to live? Like, I mean, come on now.
I mean, I'm sure there's some people out there that's like, ooh, yeah, I want the corona.
Oh, there is. There is. Like I said, there's legit people out there having coronavirus parties. COVID-19 parties. And like, they're literally finding people who are infected or someone who's infected that they might know. And they're bringing people in to give these people the fucking corona.
Yeah, because that's smart.
To show you how fucking stupid people are these days.
That's just so smart.
You know what? I guarantee you it's like kids that are younger than you.
Hey, let's have a brick party.
But like, I'd say like 24 and under, it's probably them.
Yeah, mama's 26, so.
Well, I know that's what I'm saying, 24 and under.
Yeah, I don't go with that age group anymore. I aged up.
But yeah, no, I feel like they're definitely a big part of that. Snowflakes. Anyways, to our real reason for this episode. If y'all listened last week, you know, we're going back on, Blast from the Past, but we're back to the future this time around.
Which means we're still going to be talking about our past.
We're just coming forward with it now.
We're aging up.
Yes, exactly. We're aging up. Do you have any particular story off the top of your head that you want to talk about that you've thought about since last week?
I was actually talking about it today with Mommy about how we had all those litter of kittens.
Or that and litter she murdered every had. Single one of them?
Yeah. And how me and TJ used to grab Onyx by the tail and get up on top of the Lumina.
Yeah, you want to know why? Because Mommy's the one that gave you all that idea.
The swinger around and let her go halfway in the air?
Yeah, because really? Mommy, well, I mean, she didn't, like, tell y'all to go do it, but she has a story from when she was little that she did that to a cat, and after she told us that story, we found you and TJ outside doing it.
So I'll say, I never did it. I was just on top of Lumina with TJ doing it.
Oh, no, I remember.
Because Daddy told us that cats always land on their feet and that they have 9 lives.
Yep, yep.
And I remember us being like, exactly. Oh, we're going to go try this. So we went and tried it.
Yeah.
And she did. She landed on her feet every single time until she hit the tree one time.
You know, there's things that kids do. Because, like, and for instance, me with one of the cats, one of her litters, I dressed it up. I took some clothing off of a mannequin type thing. It was like a Joker. And I dressed it up in that outfit. And it didn't like me. And it even had a Joker hat on. And then I... awful of me. I taped its paws together so it couldn't go anywhere, you know? And, like, carried it upside down like it was a little... It was bad. I mean, I let it go. But I felt bad afterwards. But, yeah. Stupid shit kids do, man.
Yeah. We did so many stupid shit.
We tried mailing you to China.
Oh my god, you did. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, we tried that one. I'm pretty sure our mailman thought we were racist because we had like this
Black Army man.
Yeah, he was like Ecuadorian. That's what he looked like to me. And, you know, he detached from the arms and the legs and the head and everything. So me and TJ, like, literally ripped this guy apart and shoved him into the mailbox.
I remember you guys doing that. Because the mail guy was not happy.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I don't... Why'd we do that? I don't know.
We thought it would be funny.
Yeah, we did. God, we did some crazy shit. Try to think of something else that's fucked up.
I do want to talk about Daddy. On the whole, the signs before he passed away.
Yeah, dude. There were definitely things leading up to that. I mean, you don't see until after everything happens, of course, but... you know, the one time we spoke about this the other day was when I remember we were sleeping in the bedroom and we had like our wardrobe thing that had all of our clothes and stuff in it. Well, I remember waking up because like I heard Daddy, I don't know what the fuck he was doing, but he was like fucking around, just pissing me off, waking me up. I was mad. Okay. I'm not a very good person or not a good person. I'm just not a very nice person when I wake up or get woken up. That's a totally different story, but so you know, it's in the middle of the night. It's like 3 o'clock in the middle of the night, and he's trying to get my mom to fucking give him some more fucking pain pills or something. Our mom, sorry.
You can have her.
Well, no,
love you, mom.
I'll let you keep her.
Thanks.
No, we do. We love you, mom. But I just remember him like saying some shit, and I got so pissed off because, you know, I got woke up and I roll over and there's Daddy dark in the room. And I think he might have had a flashlight or maybe a lighter.
I think it was a lighter because I was awake.
I'm pretty sure it was a lighter because I think that's what woke me up was the lighter, like flicking the lighter like this. Here.
Shelly.
Yeah, Shelly,
what are you doing, Shelly?
And I remember saying, what the fuck are you doing in here, Daddy? And he's like, oh, well, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing in here? Get the fuck out of my fucking room. I'm trying to fucking sleep. Well, lo and behold, after saying all that, he gets out of the room. I scared him off, more than likely. But I look down, and there's Mommy sleeping. That's like a fucking pile of clothes that were right there in front of the fucking wardrobe thing. And she's like, I knew you would take care of that, so I came in here. And I'm like, motherfucker, you came in here thinking I'd fucking take care of shit for you, but knowing I'm going to be fucking woke up for it? Oh, no.
I remember him too. Good night forever. Good night forever.
Good night forever, yeah. Or, this was... You know, I think this might have been within the same day. sorry.
I remember throwing a Bible at Daddy, being like, you need Jesus.
Yeah. This is probably the same day when he like tried coming after Mommy with the fucking butcher knife.
I think this was a few days after it because I remember catching him getting knives out of the drawer because he got 4.
Yeah.
And he, you know, was telling me to be quiet, not to say anything.
Yeah.
And I came back there to you in the bedroom. I'm like, Shandy, like, Daddy has knives. And he's going towards Mommy. So you run out there.
And I told you and TJ to crawl out the fucking window. I was like, go outside. Yeah. You crawl out the window.
Well, I followed you out there first. Because I remember him pointing at me and being like, you're first. And that's when you were like, go, I got this. And so me and TJ took off out our bedroom door.
Yeah.
And ran up the street. And I got halfway up that hill. And I'm like, I can't go. I got to go back. And TJ was like, no. I'm like, yeah, Shandy's in there. Like, I wasn't concerned about Mommy. I was concerned about you.
Yeah, because I'm the one that's made sure y'all fucking sustain life.
Lord, I'll never forget that. So TJ was like, yeah, you're right. We got to go back down there. So we end up, you know, crawling through the window again and come back and everything was fine.
Yeah. Yeah, no, because I remember y'all, like, telling y'all to go. And I remember I came out the window, too, but I came back around the front porch And Daddy was out there, and I was like, Mommy, I'm like, you just need to fucking go. I'm like, and I told Daddy, you need to fucking drop the knives. Like, what the fuck are you trying to do here? You know, like, you trying to fucking kill us? What the fuck are you doing? But he was just out of it. He just, his heart was slowly, like, just slowly.
And he tried overdosing at one point, too. When I think that's when I threw the Bible at him.
When did he?
So I remember waking up the next morning after that. And I guess Mommy told him that, like, he scared me.
Yeah.
And that's when he started apologizing to me, being like, I'm so sorry. You know, I'm so sorry.
My thing is, could Daddy overdose? We may never know.
We will never know.
We will never know.
That's oh, well.
Part. Sorry, Dad.
Love ya.
I know, I just heard a lot of stories with him just getting fucked up that I don't know if it was possible for him to OD.
You know, I've seen some fucked up shit from him, so I don't know either.
I don't know. I don't see it happening.
And then he became this godly man. Do you remember that? After he got out of jail and like...
God, yeah. Oh, yeah, and he, like, shaved his head. Okay, no, when Daddy died, though, like, he had a fucked up haircut. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I mean, I never saw it, but remember it being butched.
Oh, it was fucked. Well, it was from him doing it. He did this to himself. Like, he gave himself this haircut, and this is how he died. And, like, it just, you know, he always had the high and tight.
Yeah.
But it went, like, back to here. Like, down in the middle. It wasn't up at, like, the crown part where it should be. It went back here, and there were splotches everywhere. Poor old man. But, yeah, so that's how I passed away. Fucked up. Haircut. Oh, we had a fucked up childhood. Fuck these glasses.
We really did.
I always say, you don't think your childhood was bad or anything until you get older and you start analyzing it, you know? And when you start doing that, you start seeing all the stuff that you're like, holy fuck, okay, I didn't have that great of a childhood, you know? Like, I was told a lot of things and promised a lot of things, and those never happened. You know, but I mean, we are who we are today because of, you know, everything we've gone through in life. But we've also learned to, you know, not tell our kids like, hey, we're going to do this and do this and do this and then never, ever do it. You know?
Yeah, that's not something I want to do.
I can't tell you how many times we were told, yeah, we're going to go to Disney World. Pick out these. Here's the pamphlets. Y'all look around. Y'all get excited. We're going to Disney World.
Never once did we go.
We're getting a new house, y'all.
And we even went and looked at a few with Mommy.
Oh, we looked at so many. I remember. And, like, every time we're like, yeah, we love this. This is nice. Like, we like it. Nah.
Nope.
And, like, I understand, like, Mommy said Daddy didn't like it. But when it came down to it, she had fucking say so.
Yeah, because Daddy wasn't in his right mind.
Exactly. So what the... Mother, what the fuck were you thinking? You should have just fucking jumped. But we are here where we are now, and that's that.
I do want to go back and talk about you handcuffing yourself to all these closets.
Oh, fuck yeah. Okay. How old was I? I was 8. I had to have been at least 8. And we had just moved into this house. And don't ask me why, but in the master bathroom, in the walk-in closet they had in there, they had some handcuffs hanging off the bars. Why? I don't know. We can only assume they were into some really kinky things in the closet. I guess it keeps it away from the kids.
Or Daddy locked her in there. Or Mommy locked Daddy in there.
Nah. I don't know. There was no key, so who knows? But, you know, I made it a thing every day to go in there, stick my hand in this handcuff, and Houdini my way out. Okay. I thought I was a fucking magician, you know. I'm like, oh yeah, like no one can keep me locked up. I can get my hand out of handcuffs. And then the day came that I closed it too far. Too tight. And I couldn't get out. And I was not Houdini. And I little 8-year-old me is freaking the fuck out. Like I'm screaming. Anybody, somebody, come help me. Mommy, daddy, probably yelling TJ Maddie, someone come help me. Finally.
It was not mommy and daddy that found you. No,
of course. Again, where were our parents?
Where were you, mom?
Where were you, mom? We know where dad was. He was fucked up in the fucking corner. Where were you? But yes, Madison found me.
And all my the fuck out.
And all my glory hanging up there with my little hand, you know, just can't like help me, Maddie. I'm stuck. You gotta go tell mommy and daddy. So Madison runs out to them and she's like, mommy, daddy, Shandy Duck. And they're like, what? And she goes, Shandy Duck, come. Because you were like 4, you know, 3 or 4 at this point in time. So you were just getting your words about you. But yeah, so they go in there and here I am just hanging up in the closet with some handcuffs. So I'm sitting here thinking like, I'm going to be stuck like this the rest of my life. I'm 8 years old. And I'm going to have to carry a bar from the closet with handcuffs on me the rest of my life because we don't have the key. So how am I gonna get free? Little did I know we could have just like slid the bar out, you know, I would just walk around with handcuffs on.
But no, we went the extra mile.
yeah. No, they ended up getting the bar out. The whole bar came out with me. Yeah, got out. And you know, thank God for our father who might be somewhat of a criminal in his past, was able to pick the lock on the motherfucking handcuffs and get my little self out of there. I just remember crying, thinking, oh, I'm going to be stuck like this the rest of my life. I'm going to take handcuffs to school with me. What am I going to tell people? I'm 8 years old. I'm freaking the fuck out, man. I think I'm stuck. Like, how do I explain this to people? Why the fuck are there handcuffs in your parents' bathroom to begin with? I don't know.
I don't even have those laying around.
No, I don't either. I mean, I used to, but they were like fucking cheap ones and they break really easily. So, you know, no fun there.
I should have taught you a lesson right then and there, though.
Well, I did for a few years up until I was about 18 and decided I was going to go to jail again. Well, not again, but for the very first time. So, to be put in handcuffs again, shall I say. Not on my own doing that. But for y'all who are gonna ask, yes, I did go to jail when I was 18 years old. I was young, dumb, full of cum. What can I say? Madison. Not really. I wasn't really full of cum. I wasn't.
But like, you were.
No, I wasn't letting nobody put their fucking baby batter up in me. Hell no. Hell no. I was just young, dumb, and other shit. Young, dumb, and really hung. Too bad I don't have a dick, because that'd go really well with it.
It would go really well.
But yeah, now I got arrested for fucking theft. I stole cough medicine, trying to get a high.
Good times.
Stupid 18-year-old Shandy.
If only we could go back to the past.
You could get high elsewhere at that time. You poor girl, you didn't know.
You just don't know. I've never been to jail, on the other hand. So, I mean, I was taken off to Union County Police Department, but I mean, I was never put in handcuffs.
I never went back into the jail population. I stayed in a holding cell for 8 hours, and then they bailed me out, and that was that. So did I really go to jail? I went to a holding cell.
Yeah. So that's not jail. It's a holding cell.
It's like pre-jail.
Yeah. It's the calm before the storm.
Exactly. Yeah, I saw some interesting people in those 8 hours. But yeah, so that happened. And I've never been back to jail since. I don't steal anymore either, you know. And I never stole from people. I stole from big corporations.
They're ripoffs anyways.
Like, yeah, right? Like, I went Ross. I used to do Walmart. This is all back in the day now, people. Okay, 10 plus years.
Goodies.
I'm not Klepto Shandy anymore. Okay. Yes, Goodies. Goodies was the first place I ever stole, like where I stole my first thing from. And it was a black tank top.
A black tank top.
It was a black tank top. Yeah. And I wore it. I went and put it on and threw my green Abercrombie shirt that buttons that I still have to this day on over it. And no one knew.
Wow. I could have learned a thing or two, Shandy.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have taught you.
I mean, I have stolen a few things in my life.
I've stolen thousands.
It wasn't anything
of apparel.
Yeah. Sheets,
bras, underwear, belts, purses.
I will say the biggest thing I've ever stole was the, I don't know why the fuck I did it. Was these the paper out of the Sims 3 thing to get the code on the back?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it's the only thing I've seriously stole. Other than that, it was like, you know, food or, you know, toilet paper.
Yeah. Yeah, I've stole those too. Stoled. It's been a long time now, people. But yeah, I do. I remember doing that. I was really good at it too. And then I was too cocky, and that's why I got arrested.
Yep.
Let's see. What's another story we could talk about? I'm pulling a fucking blank. Ooh, I remember one.
Okay.
Okay, so do you remember was his name Blaze or Blade?
Blade.
Yes. You remember him? Okay. This was a dog. It was a Siberian husky, I think. It looked like one.
He is an Australian shepherd.
No, I don't think he was.
We never had a Siberian husky.
Yeah, we did. He had two different colored eyes. We only had him for a minute and then he got hit.
Yeah, but he was not a husky.
Yeah, he was a husky. That one was a husky, and then you're thinking of fucking Taz.
Yeah, Taz is the one who drugged me around by my hood.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, Taz was the one that used to nip at our ankles if we were in the road. Blade was the one that you were sitting on the hill, like looking into the woods, I guess. You were wearing this little jacket, and it looked like a
poor soul child.
It looked like a letterman's jacket.
Who knows?
No, that's what it looked like. It looked like a letterman's jacket, and you were sitting there, and you were wearing purple pants, and you had short hair, and you were sitting there and looking in the distance, reminiscing about life. You know what it's like to be like a 4-year-old. You know, just looking in the distance, thinking about it.
I'm pretty sure I was 6 when this happened.
Okay, thinking about life as a 6-year-old.
Maybe I was 4 because we got Morgan when I was 5.
Yeah, because these dogs were way before him.
Yeah.
And you were sitting there and this dog just fucking... I don't even...
Help me!
I watched it all from the fucking front door because, you know, we didn't fucking help me.
You let him drag me around the front yard. Drag me, even though I could have taken the fucking jacket off, but still, you let him drag me around.
He dragged you by one arm around the fucking yard. It was great. I didn't say nothing because, one, I thought it was funny. Okay.
Hey, I got a question. Where was mom?
Mom, where were you? Jesus, mom. Yeah, seriously, where the fuck was she?
I asked her the other day what she remembers from my finger being cut off, okay?
Oh, God.
And I forewarned her about our last podcast, like, hey, you know, we did talk about you and, you know, some things you probably won't like. I was like, but I do have a question. I'm like, where were you? Like, where were you and Daddy? And she's like, we were there. We were around. I'm like, where? Because I do not remember them being anywhere around when this shit happened.
No, like, Daddy, I'm pretty sure, was at work. Like, I don't think Daddy was there.
Like, no, Daddy wasn't at work at that time. Daddy was fucked up on the couch, probably, because Daddy didn't work after we moved up here.
Oh, I know, but when your finger got cut off, Maddie, we lived
down. Oh, yeah, Daddy was at work then. But yeah, I'm saying, like, when we finally moved up here, like, when TJ cut open his leg, I slid my face on the rocks down the hill because nobody wanted to give me a bike with brakes.
Yeah, dude, that's because fucking poor parenting on our parents' part. Like I always say, we got to the age where they knew we could sustain life ourselves and said, oh, y'all go on.
You got to go about your business. Yeah. But then again, the world was different back then than what it is now.
I mean, in a way, yeah, but I still wouldn't have let us go the way we were let go. You know what I'm saying? Like, released into the world. Like, I will make sure, just as much as I know you will with yours, that my kids are fully fucking prepared. And I will back them. I will not let them be quitters. You know, like, mommy, where was mommy in our high school years supporting us and making sure that we got good grades, that we were getting into a college?
Getting dick.
Exactly. Exactly. So we didn't have, and I know, like,
and a DUI.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, I know, like, that it's not up to somebody else to, like, push us, like, it's our own thing. But I feel like if I would have had, especially knowing how I am and the person I was back then, if I would have had that extra push, I feel like I would have ended up in a different area.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And I didn't have that push. I didn't have anyone saying, oh, you're better than this. Don't be like this. Nah. Like, mommy's like, yeah, you want to get fucked up? Go ahead and go get fucked up. Just don't be at my house when I get home, if you are, you know? Like, I just wouldn't give up on us.
I totally understand, because I was on the verge of failing. I was not going to, you know, graduate. I mean, I was. It was my junior year when I was told this. If I didn't act, you know, start acting right, I was going to fail.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
Well, if I stay like this and I can look through here.
Carol Baskins.
And I see.
Killed her husband. Whacked him. But no, I remember you came back, you know, because you were pregnant my senior year. And luckily you came back because I didn't have anybody.
Yeah, no. And like, I understand wanting to get some D. Okay. Okay, I get it. Okay. Your Lady V, the Robin, for some Sir D. But you know what comes first before all those parts?
Your children.
Kids. Exactly. Exactly. You don't give up on them. You don't look at them and be like, oh, well, this one's 17, almost 18. Or no, I was 18 at the time. So we'll go. This one's 18. This one's 16, 17. Madison, you're what? You were 13, 14 at the fucking time?
Yeah, 14.
Yeah. I'm just going to let them be. They seem to be getting through this thing. Life all right. So I'm just going to...
Not to mention our father just died.
Yeah. Our father just died, what, 3 to 4 months previously? So, I don't know. I just felt like we were giving up on... And no offense to you, mother, you know, you've come around. But at the time that was, I feel like, was most formidable in our lives, that we needed the role model the most, I feel like it was slacking in your department. And you know, this is nothing new. This is nothing we haven't said to you before. So you want to get upset, go cry me a motherfucking river, because I don't care. But no, like, I don't know, I wouldn't do what was done to us, but what matters is that you're here now.
For the most part.
Yeah, you know, but there's just, you know, certain things that we would like you to start trying to do when the economy comes back. Because what a more better time than to get certain things back than when the economy comes back.
I mean, is our economy going to come back?
I don't know. But it might. And if it does, even if it doesn't, this is still the time to get shit done. You got plenty of time. You got more than enough time to get what you need to get fucking done.
Yeah. Let's get our shit done now.
This is the real fucking beautiful truth.
Okay. This is the real tea.
And it's just part of our childhood. You should know this is probably going to come up.
Honestly, I don't give a fuck. It was part of us. It is part of us because looking at that, we are who we are as parents.
Yeah, it made us. It made us who we are today.
Like, and I'm not ashamed of my past.
Exactly. I'm not either. Not one fucking bit. I'm an open book. Open. Anyone. Ask me. But. But, you know, like I said, it made us who we are. It was the journey, you know, and we're not done yet. And and it shaped us to be the parents we are because we know
what not to do.
We have the perfect example of what not to do and what not to be like.
Yep.
You know, because I want to be better than our mother. And no offense, but I feel like we already are. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Mom. Sorry.
I mean, I haven't forgot my kid at home. So,
you are definitely one up in that area.
On that story, yeah. Mother.
And yeah, I was gonna say, why don't you tell us? It was awards day, 2003, maybe.
No, I was only 4 when this happened.
Are you sure?
Yeah, so it'd be
1998. No, because we moved up here in 99, and I remember it. Maybe it was 2000 then, because we moved up the year after that, because we moved up here in August of 99.
Well, regardless, I was not in school at this point.
Yeah, no, you weren't in school at all. Yeah, you were like 4 or 5.
And I was forgotten at home. I remember you guys walking in, and I just had my Teletubbies and my Minnie Mouse blanket in my lap. My hair was in braids. So I had my Minnie Mouse pajamas on. I remember it all.
Had my Tiki,
my Poe.
I remember standing at the school, Mommy going, "Todd, where's Madison? I thought she was with you." Parenting 101. Definitely Parents of the Year.
I'm surprised they never forgot us in the car. It's just one of those things.
Yeah. And the thing is, too, I feel like a lot of issues, not like it, that we have issues or anything, but I feel like a lot of people's problems, especially when they have family issues and stuff, come from their family issues from when they were younger and things like that. So, I mean, not blaming any of my problems on it, but I know, like, I have issues from, you know, seeing some of the shit we saw growing up.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, being like 8 years old, seeing daddy fucking hit the crack pipe. It does things to you.
That it does. That it does.
I'm trying to think of something else that's funny.
I don't know.
I'm just drawing a blank at the moment.
I am too.
Dee dee dee. Doop, doop, doop.
Let's see.
I'm trying to just.
I don't know.
Three-legged Willie.
Oh my god. Oh yeah, I got a few stories on that one.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just sitting here trying to think.
Three-legged Willie. That's, you know, as a parent, you tell your kids some fucked up things. As an aunt, Shandy, you tell your nephew some fucked up things.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Our father decided to tell us about three-legged Willie. Shandy, would you like to describe three-legged Willie?
The best way in my head, what I picture three-legged Willie as is like something from The Hills Have Eyes, but with an extra third leg. And we're not talking about his dick. We're talking about a man with three legs, and one of them is a stump. One was it was a piece of wood, I guess, if you will. It was a nub. It was a nub leg. But he had three of them. And I don't know. I don't really remember logistics too much. I just know, like, he lived in the fucking woods. And if you did bad things, like, he would come and, like...
He liked kids.
Yeah, he liked kids. And that's another fucked up thing. Why would you be talking about a grown-ass man liking little kids?
Right?
Another way, you know, things are a little bit different these days.
Yeah, I remember.
But yeah, no, they use three-legged Willie as a way to get us to listen, I guess you could say, or to scare us into listening. And my dad had like a sound for him and everything. Pretty sure he broke one of mommy's toes one time when they were messing with us.
A scream mask.
Yeah, because they were trying to like run out of the room, so we didn't know it was them. Oh, what about the time I locked us in the bathroom?
Yeah, and all we had to do was just pull it.
Pull it. Yeah. But that's... It goes back to my Houdini days.
But it also goes back to, Mom, where were you?
Yeah, where were you, Mom? Why is this... Okay, there we go. But yeah, no, seriously, where the fuck were you, Mom? Because...
I mean, we were literally in there for a good, like, hour and a half.
We were screaming our motherfucking heads off, too. Because I remember, I mean, you know, there's a few times I got at me out. So I was like, yeah, hey, Maddie, TJ, come, let me show you. I can lock the bathroom door and then I can get us out of here. Nope. Come I was
watch
wrong.
This.
Shandy was not Houdini.
Shandy got and stuck in the bathroom for a while. And the thing is, Shandy is at that house, the walls were so motherfucking thin.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's how I don't understand that they didn't hear. It's like, what the fuck were they doing? Like, they were in the bedroom with the door shut, but still, like, what the fuck were they doing? Like, how could they not hear us? Exactly, especially us banging, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if we could hear Patrick beating the fucking shit out of mommy, they could hear us screaming.
Oh, easily. Easily.
But they're like, oh, Jesus. No, they're just being kids. They're fine. They're fine.
Yeah, no, and then finally, you know, an hour and a half later, they come and let us out of the fucking bathroom.
What the hell are you guys doing in here?
What the fuck were y'all doing that y'all didn't come check on us for an hour and a half? Mommy will probably be like, oh, it didn't happen that way.
We know it did. All three of us were in that perfect bathroom.
Right. Well, no, that's her response to a lot of stuff. Like, when we tell these stories, she's like, it didn't happen that way. Y'all don't remember the correct way that it happened.
It's like, bitch, you weren't there. You don't know.
Do you remember? Do you?
She doesn't fucking remember. She wasn't in that bathroom with us. She wasn't stuck in there with us.
Depends on the state we ask her in, I suppose. All right, y'all. Well, I guess we're going to go ahead and bring this to a wraps.
It's been real fun.
It's been real. It's been fun. But it ain't been real fun. But no, thanks for coming back to, you know, Back to the Future with us. Yeah. Some of these stories were a little bit more serious.
Yeah. It brings you into at least who we are now.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's called Back to the Future. And it, you know, just kind of paints a little bit of a picture of how we became who we are right now. We love you, Mom.
Where were you?
Where were you? Where were our parents? So stay safe out there, people. You coughing your check of wine, okay?
Sound effects.
Into your flex elbow, motherfucker, okay? Cover your fucking mouth, okay? And stay home if you're sick. Simple as that. But we'll be back next week. Look for some ideas that we're gonna be throwing y'all's way.
So if you guys could pass us around, share us, and just
oh yeah,
word of mouth. And this is the perfect time to listen to us.
Exactly. What so a better
calm
time.
Down.
Now press we got play. More than enough time. All right, y'all. We'll just keep talking if we don't go. Yeah, make sure you catch us at our new time, 6 p.m. But we'll catch you next time. Peace out, chicken heads.
Ow, ow.